Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sundin, Big J Oakerson.
More like Big Gay Oakerson.
More like it.
More like, I'm working on my more like joke, Shannon. Yeah. Are they good? Is that a good one?
I like it.
Jay, you're such a Skrilla.
Thank you.
You hear me?
I heard you, dude. I don't speak your bullshit.
All right, so this week we have two gentlemen in the studio. We have Dean Edwards, formerly of SNL, with a new comedy special out as well. And him and Brett Raybould.
Are you asking me?
No, I just said it. Make sure you were paying attention. You're on your phone.
I'm not on my phone.
You're holding it.
I'm doing a thing.
Okay. And they have a new play that's out as well. We'll get into that. We're going to play an Urban Dictionary game. Three white people and a black guy playing. Let me say that again. Three white people and a black guy playing an Urban Dictionary game. Who do you think's going to win?
Black guy?
Probably.
Okay.
We do it every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. But all we care about is you subscribe. You don't even need to subscribe. I don't give a shit. Just listen. Use the code SDR over at GasDigitalNetwork.com if you want a 7-day free trial. But really, just listen.
Just listen.
Jay, what are you doing?
Doing the intro with you?
Here it is right now. A brand new episode.
Where do you go?
Of the SDR show.
Where do you go, Jay?
This is the intro to the shit show. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR show, let's go.
Jay, I have been annoying all the staff, Shannon and Bobby and Frank, and just complaining that I'm in serious pain.
Just living your life.
I'm in so much pain. Oh, hi, Lainey.
Just me and you. Oh, hi, Lainey.
I hate it. I don't like being in pain. I'm old.
Lainey's here. Am I confused?
No. Titties.
Our guest going to show dicks today?
Oh, my God. Is that going to happen? Are we going to see ding dongs all around? I'm all for it.
If I pull it out and get dark in here, kick it.
It is the SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson.
Can I say one of my most favorite things we ever did on Bonfire? Mm-hmm. Based on what Dean just said, was the Bernie Mac. It's the Bernie Mac, obviously, the Def Jam set.
The Bernie Mac.
Everything goes, kick it!
Kick it!
When they put up Hannah Gatsby's, like, most emotional screaming about things, I was a 17-year-old girl when you raped me! Kick it!
It really makes me chuckle.
That was the comic that everyone said there's going to be two schools of comedy before Hannah and comedy afterward. And yet,
well, she put out an article stating that everyone who's not doing what she's doing is wasting time.
Didn't she quit though?
Didn't
I read that she quit?
The special was about, and she's like, I'm doing this, and then I'm out of the game. But then she saw money and continued going.
Okay. Go figure.
Had to drum up some new dramas from her past and farted out another special.
Kick it!
But she put out an article. I wouldn't even give it, you know, teach their own. There's all kinds of comedy. But that article where she was like, if you're not doing comedy to, like, move things forward and, like, help people out, like, you shouldn't be doing comedy. He goes, should Dave Attell not be doing comedy or Carrot Top? Should he not be doing it because they're not making social comedy? Right. It's so weird.
I mean, it's also the same. You could say the same argument with musicians. There's some that are pop and just easily digestible, and some that are trying to be thought provoking.
Well, some of them are getting rapped right out of rap and going into bubblegum pop music. I'm talking to you, MGK.
Spitting fire.
Yo,
kick it.
Yo, when I saw Son pull out a guitar, I was like, wait, you're doing the opposite of Kid Rock.
Isn't also Post Malone doing it now too, though? Post Malone's trying to be a rocker now.
Yeah, come on.
But he never was a rapper. Wasn't he originally a country star?
Post Malone's a singer-songwriter guy in general. Okay, he's just a musician guy. Right. He's like, well, I don't have a problem with that. So Kid Rock is a great example. I love that. I used to always love that song, American Badass.
Mm-hmm. Was that my name?
No, that's Ball with the Ball.
Yeah. Oh, Ball with the Ball.
No, American Badass
don't
just sings.
Jane is Kid Rock.
I know a lot about Kid Rock.
You're BFFs, aren't you?
He won. No.
Buffus.
He won me over in concert the first time I saw him in the late 90s because he plays every instrument on stage.
He's like Flavor Flav.
Yeah, he really, he's a talented, but also I said he does like the hip hop, but in that song I was talking about, he lists like all of his inspirations, like in the first two verses, and it's all over the place. Yeah, it's like Country Stars and the Beastie Boys, and so it's like.
But I can't.
We are that generation.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that because, like you said, because we all came up. If you came up,
you know Bon Jovi songs. You just do.
Bonnie. I love Bon Jovi, right? Sure, but at the same time, I'll dig Bon Jovi and the Doobie Brothers just as much as I rock with Kool and the Gang and the Commodores. Earth, Wind, and Fire is nothing.
But I also think it was more accepted at our age that you liked everything. I think we're all roughly the same age, at least the three of us. You're younger. Yeah. But
you're an older gentleman, Ralph.
I'm not that much older. I think I'm only a little bit older. You're, what am I, 8 years older than you?
Ooh, that's a lot, dude.
How old are you?
How old are you? I'm younger than you, Ralph.
Maybe.
If you were 20, we couldn't date.
Well, depends on who you're asking.
Oh, well, you would, but I couldn't. There's hunters for that.
But you know, you're right. Back in the days, I think radio, like I came up, coming up in New York City, you listen to KTU and Kiss FM. And KTU is not the KTU that we know now. KTU back in the day, 92, KTU played just pop. And pop could be anything from Elton John and Rod Stewart and Queen to The Clash to like I said, Kool and the
Gang. And it was all in the top 20, though. At the same time, it was all in the top 20.
When I would go on Tuesdays, when I would go on Tuesdays to the CD store, it was like I was just getting like,
Showed you're younger than us because I used to go to the record store.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't do record store, tape store, though, for sure. It was all tapes. I had records, and there were record stores around still, but
I would go to the Victrola store because I'm older than everybody.
And you're right. It's, I mean, even I'm talking about tapes more, but it was CDs by the time I was going myself.
Okay.
But like, even the tapes, same thing, though. I'd get like Poison and Public Enemy.
I
bought Europe and NWA in the same day, and like Europe's the Final Count. I didn't even think about it though. I'm like, this genre, you'd be in the new releases, like, oh, it's out.
I think MTV segmented it. MTV, for the first few years, they would not play any black artists. When they did play them, they segmented them out to a different hour. So it started becoming more obvious that it was, oh, you have to like this or like that.
Well, that's what Yo MTV Raps really was, right? It was like first there was no black on the network. Rick James pitched a bitch about it. Then they were like, all right, well, we're not going to put, even though Super Freak was the biggest record that was out that year, like, we're not going to put you on. Let's do Prince to really piss you off and Michael Jackson. So it was Prince and Michael Jackson. And then when Run popped with Rockbox, right? Rockbox, because that's when we moved to the suburbs. And that's when all the white kids at my school upstate started checking for. Well, they still, because, you know, you still got New York City stations, so you still had access to Video Music Box, right? So you would still see UTFO.
Good documentary just came out about that.
Oh, the Video Music Box. Oh, shout out to Ralph McDaniels. Wow. Oh, dude. It's
really good. It's a Showtime documentary.
You wouldn't realize Willie Geist is the biggest, like, hip-hop head.
Didn't they also try to bring back that channel not that long ago? Like, within the last 5 years, they tried to bring that back, Video Music Box.
Not the box.
No, Video Music Box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they tried to bring it back.
The box was dope.
Paid a penny for a song in my life. You just waited for other
people. Just waited for other people.
And you'd remember, and you would memorize the songs you wanted to hear, like numbers. When you see someone typing, like, come on, 4, 7... One, three, yes, Onyx.
Brett has no idea what the box is.
I want to hop in, but I'm like.
Let's introduce.
Well, let me say this. Then we'll introduce. If you ever see the clip of David Bowie shitting on MTV Live in an interview, saying to the guy, the one with the curly black hair, I forgot his name.
Mark Goodman?
Mark Goodman saying, why don't you play any black artists? He was asking him in a live interview.
I literally see him every day, Mark Goodman.
Oh, really? It's a crazy interview segment.
Mark Goodman. He was one of the original VJs. They're around Sirius.
All right, since you know both these guys way better than I do, why don't you introduce?
You're the host.
Am I the host?
The guy, yes.
All right, so I will say the guy to my right, been a big fan for years, loved him on SNL, has got a new Netflix special with Tiffany Haddish Presents. They ready. Dean Edwards, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, son?
Damn, Ralph, you said it sort of racisty too. they ready, I guess.
They ready. Should I say it like you do with your urban-y ways?
He's going to nay-nay when he says it.
Our next guest, so I can just, I want to tell Dean so bad.
I'm waiting to hear the hip-hop connection.
Oh, so I just honestly became a fan listening to him on rap, a comedian as well.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Barry Raybould. Thank you so much for coming on. And these
May
two.
Yeah, him and I.
You live in Brooklyn?
There we go.
Yeah, man.
And they have a movie together.
He lives in Brooklyn.
But it's the play called Race the Play, the movie. We'll get into that as well. Now Jay can start shitting on
me. No, you're just going to say the sound. You do the brap, brap. He should do the sound of curtains pulling down from Brooklyn.
Click.
The lock of click doors.
It's the new Brooklyn.
Ralph.
And let me just say, Jay's one of my favorite people, man. We've known each other for
20
for years.
Plus years, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You think we've known each other 20 years, he'd be the one to bring you on the show, for God's sake.
Well, here's what's funny. I just said that when we walked in. I said, I've never done SDR.
Can I tell you exactly why?
And why?
He's right. He's like, why would you not have invited Dean on? Exactly. I'd have Dean on anything I do. Dean is not in the gutter minded the way we are. So this is a show where most
that people know about.
Yeah. Most weeks.
He just talked about swinging his dick out 5 minutes ago.
Sure. But it was a lighthearted joke about it.
Yeah.
We've had a woman blow a guy while doing cocaine.
Really?
In this room.
Yeah,
it's a lot. So I'm like, I don't know if Dean was to this do this is, show. It's more like I was thinking about a friend.
You know what's funny? I wouldn't ask Nate
Bargatze.
Right. I appreciate that I've carried myself a certain way around good friends like Jay, to where they would say, you know what? I don't think I would want to invite Dean, but you know, Jesus walked amongst everyone,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
And also, by the way,
not saying that I'm Jesus, but God is with all of us, right?
But the idea is also, it's a show where we can just have conversations.
Right, exactly. President,
not every show has to be, guy, whip out your dick and let's see what happens.
No.
Usually it's Ralph. Although, I'll be honest, if it was up to Jay, it certainly would be.
Usually it's Ralph talking to the fucking third guitar player from Foghat.
How did you not say Dawkins? Why would you not say Dawkins?
I say Dawkins too much.
Dawkins had a dope logo.
Yeah, that's right.
They also had this song. They were Dream Warriors from from Elm Street Part 3.
Yeah. Did I tell you that? I told you that story with them, right? No, I don't know if I did. You're going to make fun of me?
Now we have to hear the story, the Dawkins story.
So
man.
It's not about Dawkins. It's about Nightmare on Elm Street. Ever tell you that stupid story? Maybe I didn't. Okay, so Dream Warriors was a big one. That was the one that
was
like
number
two
three.
Was just was okay, three. But three was awesome and made Nightmare on Elm Street like a big thing.
Yeah.
Well, they brought back original cast people.
But there was also a lot of hype on the next one. I forgot what the fourth one was called.
Dream Child?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. But there was a lot of hype around it, and that's back when I was working at the Palladium as a nightclub promoter. Mm. And there was going to be a movie release there, and Robert Englund and Grandpa from the Munsters was on stage, and they were doing a movie release party there. They tell us 5 minutes before the night, all right, you guys, we were just lowly promoters, have to come up with a dance, and they gave us Freddie Claus and Freddie Masks, and we had to dance around them on stage doing a dance that we called the Freddy Slash, which was just something stupid that we had to make up 5 minutes beforehand, and it got on TV.
You were involved in
Jay's
choreography.
Face.
Well, not really. There's no choreography. We did two steps into the slash around the two of them. It was so stupid.
You know, they should have done the Big Bad Wolf from fucking
That's what I was going to say.
The Big Bad Wolf.
We had no time. Like, it was like, oh, you're doing this now. And we did that on stage, and then they did a segment about it on some morning news show.
One of my favorite things in dancing in movies ever is Teen Wolf. And it's because it's the only time in a movie I've ever seen where they show a guy, they walk into the dance floor, and the beginning of dance is the most awkward thing in the world, no matter what. Unless you're doing a performance and like the music starts and you start doing your thing.
Right.
Walking in the middle of a song and going in the middle, and Michael J. Fox, he just turns around to Boof and eventually just goes. It's like it's the smallest little two-step thing. And they show him do it for about four or five back and forth for the guy picks on him or whatever again. But that's such a weird thing
it
to show.
It was very weird.
It's like show the whole walk, the stop, the turnaround, and all right, dancing.
Michael J. Fox doing that dance was the epitome of white guy dance. He was where Eddie Murphy got in Raw the...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it was so awkward.
It's the beginning of the Carlton. Can you, Shannon, we have a producer probably bring up that scene.
Yeah.
That would
Scotty,
be cool. That can
Scotty
happen.
Dancing at the prom.
Man, I am definitely.
And side note, Boof was fine.
By the way, I think every reference so far is 20 years before you were born.
It's great. I've actually.
I'll tell you this. You don't need to see the movie to know that he's insane for shoving away Boof, who clearly wants that
Boof
D.
Boof was amazing.
I
want to
see Boof.
Can I see?
It was a different time. She had a fat ass.
That's really? Why I liked her. Yeah.
I don't know. That didn't even sound like a hot name.
No, it was the era. I'm telling you, it was the era of flat asses and titties.
Let me tell you something.
Big titties, flat asses.
Can I be honest? Within the last 3 years, I looked up Booth's actual name and then looked her up on IG just to see if she aged gracefully. Couldn't find her.
Really? You know who we may have talked about this. You know who? Because I looked into her. I'm like, where the hell did Lucinda Dickey go?
Lucinda Dickey.
Breaking one, too.
We have a love of all things breaking. Even all things Golden Globes.
This is where we get good. Let's jump back to Ralph for a second.
Wait. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now that's when he's the wolf.
Is that Booth?
Yeah.
That's Booth.
Can you jump ahead? You got to get to the part where they...
You still want to dance with the wolf?
Still want to dance with the wolf?
I think you're a little too far.
Yeah, and they got to go further ahead when he comes in by himself.
Look.
There it is, right there.
No.
Sorry, too far ahead.
It's after they make out in the hallway.
It's after the dance, yeah.
Way further ahead. It's not the right scene.
Maybe it's not the right scene. I think it was.
She was fine though. I'm happy I saw.
Did you see
the blonde? That was who he wanted.
Oh really?
That's who he wanted.
By the way, openly being like, I'm gonna fuck you and my current boyfriend. Yeah. And he was sort of like okay with that.
Yeah.
Boof just laying there.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Very weird. There's a sex scene with him as the wolf.
No.
Well, it's teen movies of the 80s.
It was implied.
The most you got sex was Phoebe Cates, you know, hey, Brad, you know, I always wanted you. And her
you know
coming
how hot
out.
I always thought you know,
that song, song all about. Moving yeah. in stereo by yeah. the Cars.
Which, by the way, yeah. it took me years to find out that was an actual song. I just thought it was
really?
Made for the movie.
That's funny.
It seems like it's made for that scene, doesn't it?
It was so much made for that scene, I didn't know.
A whacking off fantasy. Ralph claims, and I'm going to say claims because I've done as slow-mo a run through of this as humanly possible.
But I proved some of it already.
Some of it. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show, and this is for fans of ours over the age of 21 that are cool people.
Meaning girls I don't want to sleep with.
Pew, pew, pew. Oh my God, you are such a crud creep. I want to tell you about the new awesome vape pen from mepod.com. Now, as a warning, these products do contain nicotine. Nicotine's an addictive chemical. So if you're a nerd, don't even listen to the rest of this. Hey, but you cool kids, listen. This thing's got a great pull, great flavors. Children will love it. The feel of the device, it's like a chode. It's more convenient than smoking. There's less smell. You could use it indoors. You can blow crazy rings. You can make it all your way to America's Got Talent now. They got America's Got Talent people doing vapes? Doing vape tricks. Oh. Absolutely. They have refillables. They have disposables. They have flavors, and they have vaping options for 420 consumers. There's no reason not to buy this awesome piece of equipment. And lastly, MePod also has the fastest shipping available, with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports our show by going to MePod.com. And if you use the promo code SDR, you'll get 15% off your order. And everybody here at Gas Digital is using MePod now.
Except me.
We've got some people hooked. Yeah. You'll get there,
buddy. I'll get there. I'll just hold it because I like the way a penis feels in my hand.
I'm going to show you how cool it is.
Like all the kids say.
Smoking's so cool. Once again, MePod, MIPOD.com, promo code SDR for 15% off your order. All right, let's get back into it. All right, let's get back to the idea that Ralph says, first of all, that his name was G-Wiz, the Glide Wizard, in his breakdancing cruise when he was a competitive breakdancer.
The Fast Action Rockers.
Really? Yeah.
You were Fast Action, so far.
Yeah.
Far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we go far in the game. Any sort of competition, we'd go far.
Who did y'all bat? And you from New York City?
From Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who did you bat?
No. So the only thing I would say is this. No one great. We were good for where we were. White kids in Brooklyn. We were part of, they called us.
The white kids from Brooklyn?
The white kids from Brooklyn. I went to school in Coney Island.
They called you, can I have a dollar?
We called you, get off the floor, jackass.
I bet you got friendly robbed every competition. Man, can I get $5? I'll get it back to you.
Did you travel with your own cardboard or linoleum?
Yes, with our own linoleum.
Okay.
We would break dance for money in the city.
Okay.
We would do that often and make a shit ton of money.
I bet your linoleum got stolen.
Four of us would go.
Somebody's parents were getting a new kitchen. They were like, "Hey guys, we'll you can have this."
We battled a few times in various. I did it in the Roxy once. I battled. The
okay,
Roxy.
Right. That's
how
that's
did you do
the Roxy?
We won. Yeah, we won.
Really?
Yeah,
and it was.
And then there was a at the time against 1980.
4.
Mm-hmm. Roller skating. I thought you were going to say it was 1920s because it was only silent film. Why is there no VHS?
So Roxy was a roller skating ring. Roller skating rings was where a lot of it would go down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there was a club. I threw my mouth. There was a one in Brooklyn called Roller
Empire.
Palace. Roller Palace.
Oh, okay, I know Empire.
And Empire too, but Roller Palace. And I, we battled. We came in second in that contest. And then one of the kids in our crew was really good, and he worked with Mr. Freeze and all those other guys and Crazy Legs, and he worked with them.
I was gonna ask you, because at the time the biggest B-boys in hip hop. Rocksteady. What was Rocksteady and New York City Breakers?
Right. So he
and then you had the dynamic. What were the dudes? They won on New York Hot Tracks. They won a big breakdancing.
Was Rocksteady the bad guys of breaking?
Oh, bad guys. No,
there wasn't a lot of it in the movie
Beat Street.
Oh, yeah, because okay. Breaking was L.A.
Beat Street was it was New York City Breakers were called the Bronx Rockers, Chino Pex,
and that Crazy was Legs Breakers. Was in Flashdance.
And he was and Crazy Legs and most of Rock City were in Flashdance. You know,
Peaches Rodriguez says she was like in those.
Peaches is. I actually Peaches does a thing where she does this and she spins around and then she goes down. Like I was like, yo, that is Peaches.
And there was even a song called "The Rock Steady." Right?
Hey, you, the Rock Steady crew, show them how to move, make a break, make a move. We're the new.
I'm getting a little bit of street cred with all this. Come on.
Anyway, Ralph said he was in Crush Groove.
Yeah.
In the audience of the Fat Boys concert.
It was called.
At the Fever.
At the Fever. Yeah.
At the Fever.
Yeah. But also, here's this.
I've paused.
Hold on a second.
Every moment of that.
Shut your mouth for 1 second. But one of the things I said, which he did not believe, is that the woman who sang the theme song for Breakin' 2, which her name was Carolyn Towns. She also had a hit called Nine and a Half for You. Right. But she had a song, the title track of Breakin' 2, I forget the name of the song, right? Uh-huh. But on her album, if you look at the back of it, it says, thank you to Ralph and Joe Sutton
for
my breakdance lesson. We showed it on the show. What are you talking about?
Where's a copy of it?
I don't have it on me.
I don't believe you.
We showed it on the show. I do.
Okay.
I showed it on the show to you.
Well,
because I asked Carolyn Towns.
You're not in Crush Groove.
And then also, we showed breakdancing from like the first few months we were breakdancing. I found a video. But like, it was like, you know, videotaping in 1926.
He windmilled his mom in the left tip.
It was hard to find. And we were decent. And even he admitted we were decent. But what happened with that scene was we were there all day.
You were standing behind Prince Marky D.
And most of it got cut out. Most of that scene got cut. So you don't see us in the crowd in the shitty SD quality video, but I can have five other people call and say that they were in it, and he says, you're willing they're lying.
You have other lying friends.
Yeah,
great.
There you go.
I love
that. We were all in Crush Groove.
Yeah. Do you have videos of
Blair Underwood high five
doing things when you were 13, for God's sakes?
No. My parents didn't document my life at all. We have not. I've had a legit fear that if you ever get one of those. Like if you get in like a sitcom or a TV show and it goes on for like a couple years and they have the fun thing of showing like in the intro of the show, like baby picture, little league picture, something in the teen years and adulthood. I'm like, I don't know.
Yours will just be an image that's footage not found.
I think I have some grainy baby pictures and then like me with a rat tail dressed like Fresh Prince.
They just put
purple and yellow
pictures.
Jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And then like the next thing's like a headshot, I think.
They just have to Photoshop you currently to look younger.
You got a baby face me?
Body.
You know what? I love that Brett was like, can I get in the conversation to old men?
You know what's funny? I'm like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, this is a great. I don't know if I'm on the podcast or I'm just listening just to the fan. Podcast.
I don't know how else to prove it, by the way.
Ralph was a DJ for the DOC.
There have been so many. I'm actually. What is the DOC?
The DOC documentary. Heard
there's another. I'm keeping a tally of proper nouns I don't know, and we're at 9.
The DOC?
The DOC is
it's
dope.
It's getting funky. It's getting funky.
One, and then comes the two to the three and four.
Oh, okay,
Let me wrap the beat I had in store. Lay down lyrics at the top.
There it is.
Job make it sound smoother than I make a dub.
I needed a better impression.
He was a ghostwriter for NWA, and then he had an accident.
He was the first dude that should have blown up from the West Coast. That's why they're doing it. They have DOC? A documentary on him now. Before Snoop was the big solo artist.
He was originally from
Dallas,
but he was writing for NWA.
He wrote for NWA,
and then he right when he made his album and then was in a car accident and destroyed his voice.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wait, is that one of those cases where he didn't blow up, but he like set the foundation for the next guy to blow up?
I think he wrote Straight Outta Compton pretty much, straight through.
He ghost wrote a lot of N.W.A.'s early material, man, and then once the Chronic, you can actually, if you listen to the Chronic, you can actually hear his voice, him speaking.
Oh, yeah, he talks.
The Chronic.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Crush Groove?
I did not know that. You should call me that from now on, Crush Groove.
CG.
Rafi Crush Groove.
I mean, I don't know how else to prove. There's no way to prove it now. I did prove many of the things that you thought. So
Ralph's eating a hot dog in the back of the while Tender Love's playing.
That's fine.
Tender,
I'll take it.
Tender love, so tender.
I DJ'd for the 9/11 terrorists. He didn't believe me. We found the article proved it was true. He didn't believe me that I was in 21 Jump Street. We found a clip and showed that it was there.
And he says,
when did you?
Right before the Saturday before.
Okay, I didn't know it was after.
And Ralph said he said that night, they were like, this place is great. And Ralph goes, guys, you should kill yourselves this week because I'll tell you, it's never going to get better than this night. This is the pinnacle of your life. Put your house in order and call it quits, I say. Get out of here, you crazy A-Rabs.
I was on that dance floor. When did you go down
that way? You know,
that
was supposed to be my first day of work at SNL.
Really?
9/11.
No shit.
Yeah. Went to me, Keith, a bunch of us went to Marina, I think, Jason Steinberg. We went to the MJ 30 year anniversary concert at the Garden. I was like, nobody's going to top this story. Take that, Will Ferrell.
Fuck.
I remember the Thursday after that Tuesday DJing at the club, and a girl said, why is it so slow in here tonight? What's going on?
Where was she from?
She was from New York or New Jersey. Was in New Jersey.
I just woke up from a coma about an hour ago. What's going on in here?
She's the Rick Grimes.
I said, something happened in New York that might have affected you. She goes, you think that's it? I'm like, yeah, if I can think that's it, we shouldn't be open.
I'm just glad we're talking about a reference I understand.
Right, there we go.
9/11. I know that one.
Getting closer.
I want to show a couple of videos we need to show tonight, which don't normally
what
do.
What are the other ones? Windmill, Ralph's mom's left tit.
No, he knew that. Everyone knows my mom's left tit.
Who don't?
I'm in agony tonight. I just want to show you the video. It's only 5 seconds. Please. We'll have the rest of it. Before you show it, this is the story. And I told Dean out in the hall, but on my other show, it's on Health and Wellness, the guy that does it with me on Juice Man and the Monster. That he could tap me out under 5 seconds. Then we settled on a minute.
Under 5 seconds is wild.
Yeah, he said a minute. He said, definitely you will not last a minute. I said, I don't think I could win, but I'm pretty sure I could last a minute. And we decided we'd start on our knees, and the clock starts when we touch hands. So you can't just while you're waiting. As soon as we engage, the clock starts. This is the first 5 seconds, because I don't have the whole video. But you can watch, he immediately puts me in a headlock. And he takes me down, but I get kind of on top of him. And then basically...
You did nothing with it.
I did nothing. Right. But I've never fought in my life, ever. Never been in any sort of physical altercation, ever.
Well, you fought with your dance moves.
With my dance moves. That's what I was using. I was right there trying to use my
wind.
Did you
think about doing a Prince split where you bounce down and up and...
Let me say this. I honestly thought I was going to tap out immediately. I thought I was going to be done right there.
You should have kip-upped.
I should have. I almost tapped out within 5 seconds.
You should have picked him up and done an atomic drop on your knee.
I would have loved it.
Why didn't you do that, dude?
I don't have the strength.
Send him over the top rope.
But I did win. I lasted the full minute.
Over the top. Really?
Yeah, I lasted the full minute in ag. I mean, the rest of the video is just me trying to get out of it.
Over the top. Great reference. Jot it down.
Jot it down. Over the top.
Over the top.
Slash cross. Over the top. Stallone.
I wanted to hit 10.
So I can't look left right now.
You're like, Brett, you're dismissed. We got 10.
You can't look left?
It hurts to look that way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Why did you do this?
It's a picture of Shannon's titty over
there. Why did you fight a real fighter?
Well, he's my age, right? And he's not fighting anymore. And he's 5'8 or 5'9.
That doesn't matter.
And I felt like I could at least last a minute. I did.
Tell him what you won for your troubles.
Oh, just my ego boost. That's all. I have no money. It's more than I could say that I did it. I didn't get
beat up by a little person for a minute.
And Jay's answer was fight me. That's what he said to me.
Yeah, he goes, I did it. I go, fight me, dude. Fight me next.
I'll grapple you.
I'd grapple with you too. What's gonna happen?
Are you a good fighter?
No.
I always used to just based off of image, because I don't know you that well, obviously, but I always from exterior was like, oh, Big J can fight.
No, I like to think I'm not a pussy, but I don't have any skill fighting.
I am a pussy and I have no skill, but I would grapple.
I've been in a weird amount of fights, and I've never, thank God, been wrecked by somebody with good skills. But
your look invites.
Yes,
I think your look invites. That's unfortunate to say that people prejudge you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I think he looks so much like a douchebag.
Your look looks like somebody that's going to get into fights.
I've never driven through the border of Canada without being had to go in the building. Oh, yeah. Not once.
I'm sure.
That's why I said I've never understood the... I wish. Everyone's like cop stories. Like, will they treat white people different than black people? I'm like... Not the ones that see me. I get the same kind of treatment that black people seem to get.
I used to get it a lot with my long hair. I would get treated like shit.
You get treated fantastic by cops?
Oh, yeah. Oh obviously. Dude,
yeah.
Like this snapshot, the two, look at them. Look at the two of them. Yeah, look
which
at
is a bigger contrast, though? You two or us two?
You two.
Yeah.
Yeah. You two.
Yeah, it's true.
At least we're both the same height.
Yeah, we're the same height. Someone might look at him and say, wasn't he in Crush Groove?
Yeah. That's how they know each other from hanging out during Crush Groove.
You're the guy that has to leave an event you're enjoying is to go pick up your piece of shit brother from jail for getting into a road rage fight.
Right.
Also, just really quickly, last week on the show, we auctioned off Shannon. Is that a fair way to put it? Shannon had a date, someone she was going to go on a date with, and I was the chaperone on Monday.
It's a weird way to say you guys had a threesome.
Yeah. Well, and I just had to go because you don't know if the guy's a creep or not. So I went to just... be there to make sure that nothing bad would happen.
It was at,
we're hoping Shannon got horny. Shannon got horny and wanted to go.
By the way, we came up with a phrase that if she said, "I want you to leave," as I want to be with this guy, she would ask me like a work related question.
Was it? She scream rape, and full volume, just fucking wail.
It's a 1 minute clip of him winning, and then a little bit from the night.
Oh, yeah, go.
Yeah, this is from him winning. And then following just a little bit of the night.
I hope you were a better date than you are pulling up Teen Wolf scenes, I want to say.
Oh, I think I found it, but I didn't want to bring you back to that again. But
we'll
I think
do it after this. Okay. You know what? Bring up the scene first.
Do you have the scene?
Yeah. Hold on. All right. Shannon relentlessly hits on me. Let's watch the clip.
Yeah. It's wild. She really throws heavy vibes.
She mentioned it on your way in. She's like, I'm so excited
like
he's coming.
Right part? Yeah.
It's classic.
I think this feels...
Is this from your date? What is this?
No, it's the same thing. He's not the wolf.
Because he unwolfs.
Yeah, he unwolfs for her. She says, give me one song, no wolf.
Damn it.
And he goes in, the way he starts dancing is
just... Can I ask, as she's trying to pull it up, can I ask what it...
That sound is so funny, as she tries to pull it out. I'm sorry.
What did what does Shannon win?
Yeah, what was the final bid?
It wasn't a bit. It was it was like the old school, again, a reference you won't maybe get, but there's an old TV show called The Dating Game.
Of course,
see the person, so it was based solely on answers.
And she
and she would go on a date with whoever's answer she liked the most.
Shannon, try dance fight. You don't have to do it right now, but that's what I would try. Okay. Teen Wolf dance fight.
Yeah, that's what a bunch of them. I'll try again.
No worries.
Well, let's just watch this.
Until then, let's watch your boy toy over here.
You did win, but let's also, if you have any plugs you want to mention,
No.
All right, I like that.
I need nothing from the world except, something real.
Oh my God, this guy's checking everyone.
Who sent the video? Who's in the video, by the way, of him of him going? He was on like Fox News or something.
Oh, Shannon sent that to us.
Yeah.
He fought in the Ukraine.
He voluntarily went and fought in the Ukraine.
This guy did.
Yeah.
So he's a lost soul. Okay.
Yeah. Good to see you guys. But this is. I'm sitting down with
acknowledge you
here, the winner from Shannon Seeking Strange 2. You may remember him from last week. And look at this cute gift he brought.
Oh,
he brought flowers and a stuffed animal.
Why are they near him?
She put him on the side because it was a tight room.
Okay. He brought him for himself.
She's like, thank you. No,
he just likes to feel
pretty. Is there anywhere for me to put my flowers? Pardon you.
It's a sloth. One of her favorite animals.
Is it? He did research on what her favorite flowers were and favorite animals were.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at him.
Is it? I didn't know that.
She's smiling.
Wow, how the fuck did you know all that already, dude? Do you actually listen?
Google.
And he walked her out like a gentleman, holding the flowers.
This flower store in for her.
That's a long hug. That's a long hug right there.
Shannon,
they're not leaning away from each other.
She got her third gift. Technically.
Is that a pack of Omaha steaks?
It was odd. It was a loofah sponge. It was like a nice way of saying Shannon stinks. I feel
clean yourself.
You got a second one.
Wipe yourself up. After
here's
this.
Some Bombas socks. $1 goes to the bums.
So did y'all date go on?
So
a
that was
date?
Monday. Today's Wednesday.
Did you
and
wash?
Look how cute they look together.
But you know what? The sunglasses indoors.
Yeah, it's a little much. Yeah.
Did you wash yourself and get fingered?
That's what it was for. No. All right, so Shannon,
go wash yourself.
I will give you my assessment, and then you give me your assessment.
Clean yourself for me.
Very nice guy. Said a lot of things that you would think are like the right things to say to a girl about how he's looking for something serious.
Never hit a woman who didn't run him out.
He did say he got in a fight, so which I said. The thing I didn't like that he said about three times throughout the date is like, before I make a decision, I got to ask the man upstairs. And I thought it was a little too,
excuse me, I got to move my dick to my other pant leg.
And that was also, Shannon asked him, what's your worst character trait?
Scoongeely. Scoongeely. Just running out of Italian things.
And he goes, I'm too nice. I'm like, that's not a thing. He's like, my big dick is my biggest problem.
Oh,
you know?
Right. I've never farted.
My farts smell like roses. So Shannon, what'd you think?
It was a nice time. The roses were the flowers were very sweet. They were my favorite flowers, favorite colors. Everything is right on paper. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's hard to say anything based on that date. Like, I think we have to spend time alone together.
Ooh. No. So you're open to that.
So how come you didn't say the code word while we were having dinner?
Because I didn't want it to be a whole thing.
Okay.
I wanted it to be quick, I had to wake up early.
It was, by the way, we were there like almost an hour and a half, I feel, right?
Ralph.
We were
there a while.
Yeah, can I? August
is my sign. That's my signal to leave. You guys have a great night.
I want Ralph to come on one of my dates.
Oh, I would love it.
With a camera. How's it going? Ralph brings
I think
flowers.
I give the guy credit, though, because it's not easy to be
He has an old JVC camcorder. What'd you shoot that on?
I sit down and
You're
going
to finish your asparagus?
Come back and talk to you. You guys want to hear about my days in
You'll
the old breakdance movies?
Now, are you two crazy lovebirds familiar with the film Crush Crew? Yeah.
And also, do you have an HD version? Because my SD version stinks. So, Shannon, you think you'll see him again?
Yeah.
Shannon, were you thinking of me when you were on the date?
Of course.
Shannon, how often do you hit on Brett?
Every time I see him.
It's frequent. A lot of DMs, too.
Shannon, did you get wet during that hug?
No.
You remember?
No, you guys didn't, because you guys didn't hear it while it was happening. But he was saying, I'm recording this, so hold the hug. That's what happened.
Oh, and you just dried up from that?
No.
Damn. It's weird.
I was trying to get him some action, so I said, hold on.
She goes, now if you'll excuse me, I got a Triscuit in my panties. I got to go soak this thing and bring it back to life.
He goes, sit in a fire hydrant for about 23 minutes.
Not a Triscuit.
All right, before we go any further, I am talking to you, responsible adults.
Oh, the Delta vampire must be in town.
Oh,
because Shannon is over there soaking up the booth.
She's finally really gushing and gushing.
Finally. I've been edging her for weeks and weeks.
It's finally coming out.
And finally, yes, rain on me, my princess of darkness.
She's sliding around the studio in an ocean of her own wetness.
I know, it's like pee, but slipperier.
And stinkier.
No, there's no yellow at all. It's all just gush.
If Shannon is washing by one of the states where Delta 8 is legal...
She will be.
She'll get there eventually.
Eventually.
And if you want to get high,
what
really
are you on,
high.
The Potomac? Which river you join? Which river you lazying on, baby?
You're gushing by. If you want to get high, really high, really super duper legally high...
Oh. God, soaked.
She's so wet.
She can't even turn it off.
It sounds like it's more like a medical problem.
Yeah, might as well put a bar of soap, you know what I mean? Get a little squish squish.
Now is the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested wet Delta 8. You may need to let it dry out a little bit.
Hang on, she's starting to dry out a little bit.
You may want to put it in the oven for a little bit.
Hang on.
You're over the age. I think it's in a loop.
Hang on. It's almost drying out.
Oh, my God. If you're over the age of 21 and living in a majority of the states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com. I still hear her floating around in the back somewhere.
Shh. Hang on. It's coming out. Hang on. It's all dried out now. She's still pushing, though.
Oh, okay. Go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. Delta 8 is found in hemp and can be legally shipped to...
wet ones. Look out. I've seen this before.
Shannon.
She's out of fluids. Oh,
she's filling jars.
No, dude, these are farts from the front. You know what I mean?
The juice, the juice is all gone. Someone's got to get her some Gatorade or something.
Wow. Keith Queen, come on.
Oh, Shannon. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Oh, someone's got to refill her. Oh.
Oh, shit.
Listen, if you're over the age of 21.
It's a real medical problem.
You can get it. And you're probably wondering, what is Delta 8? Well, it's found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. I'm still working here. It's on. She's gone. Flip over, Shannon. Get the rest out. At your Delta, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stuff. Oh, boy, that was a beefy one. I can tell you, Delta, it works. It makes the, and these products should be taken responsibly. Look, can I get real with y'all for a second?
Yeah, Shannon needs to be responsible.
Once more. YoDelta.com, the official, official Delta spot. That one, that was a ripper.
That might have been, that might have been a backdoor one.
Uh-oh. Looks like we're dubbing up. We're getting in stereo sound now. It's coming out of both ends. If you use the promo code GAS, you're going to get 25%
get
off
it?
Your whole
gas?
Order. GAS. What, once more, that's promo code. Okay, hey, there he is. Promo code GAS for 25. Oh, longy. For 25%. There it is. Almost done. Oh, there's one more. Yo, Delta. Home of the Delta 8. That will get you super high for 25% off with promo code GAS. YoDelta.com.
Let's get back into it.
All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about the movie, or the play,
the
rather,
play.
And it's going to lead into a stupid game that we're going to play on the show.
Okay.
So why don't you guys give us a little background on this play, please?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's all. Okay, right there. That's
I see you're wearing the shirt. So
always be willing to be a walking billboard for
I'm wearing. I was wearing an SDR shirt before. I forgot I changed.
Yeah.
Now you're wearing a Hang Loose.
Yeah, that's how I live my life, baby.
You also see you're in the background of No Holds Barred.
No, of the original Beach Boys movies.
Rip it.
Thought I might have been the Dan Cook Sufi for a second.
This I said, if I ever commit suicide jumping off something, I said, I'm going both Sufis. I hope I'm in the concrete like that. I always said that.
So hardcore, dude.
Even double Sufis? Hell yeah.
That's fucking awesome. So our play is called Race, the Movie, the Play. It is a slapstick spoof of all of the recent white savior / prestige race movies. So basically, Scary Movie, but for Green Book, The Help, Hidden Figures, Django Unchained, etc. Though I play one of the leads. His name is Wyatt Savior, and Dean plays, I would say, the main lead, Gene Yuss. Mm-hmm. Wyatt Savior is tasked with driving around Gene Yuss, a brilliant black musician, on his concert tour through the 1850s Deep South.
And where is it? Is it in production? Is it out?
Like, we have three dates.
We're premiering during the New York Theater Festival. I'm going to say that with an accent. We're premiering during the New York Theater Festival.
I know.
This weekend, which would be, what's that, the
25th? And we have a show on the 28th. If you want to get tickets, DM me on Instagram or go to the New York
DM
Festival.
A couple times. You gotta be buried through all the time Shannon's DMing you.
Seriously, dude. She's always like DMing me like,
how many angles of your asshole can you take a picture of, Shannon? We get it.
What's,
no
what's,
wrinkles.
What's
you Botox your asshole.
What's your IG?
Just at Brett Raybould. Brett with one T, B-R-E-T, Raybould, R-A-Y-B-O-U-L-D.
Now you're getting pictures of my asshole.
Or just, and it's in my stories and I've posted. If you want tickets to any of the three shows, we're close to sold out, so get your tickets ASAP. At I am Dean Edwards. It's in my stories. If you go to my stories, at I am Dean Edwards on Instagram.
What's the theater?
A link. It's at
Teatro Latea in the Lower East Side.
Now I'll say that like a New Yorker, Teatro Latea on the LES.
And it's this weekend. Street. And the idea is, if it goes well, to expand it.
Yeah. So I mean, our dream is to as a couple fold. One, I think, is a longer extended run is something of this quality deserves. Yeah. And I think ultimately we want to turn Race, the Movie, the Play into Race, the Movie, the Play, the movie.
Yeah.
And
and then you put a book out, it'd be race the movie, the play, the movie,
right.
the book.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
There's so many crossovers that we can do with this. The podcast. The, you know. But I think, you know, I mean, in a very real way, I think we have an incredibly special comedy.
Are there clips online that people could see to get an idea of it? Or
you can go to our Instagram. You can see our full cast list with every character name. Yeah. Like I said, we have White Savior, Gene Yust. We have Ted Alexandro playing racist. Brilliant.
Yeah. Ted
is absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. Dean is
so hilarious for that to be. I could tell, I guess, what the character is going to be. It's pretty, I mean, the most liberal guy.
right.
Like, he's really coming out of character for this.
Yeah. No, but I think that speaks to, you know, the quality of his performance, the quality
or
of
the darkness in his heart.
right.
He's been waiting to lay out all these years. Who knew?
You know, let me also interject.
Do you memorize the script, Ted? He's like, yeah, sure.
I
memorized a script.
let me say what Brett and his writing partner Christian, man, they to give people some background on the story, they started with just writing a sketch, goofing on like the Green Book, you know, and these sort of Oscar bait white savior movies. A few sketches turned into a full script. And when actually Lainey reached out to me and mentioned it to me, she set up a meeting. I told him, send me the script. And, you know, Jay and every other comic that will see this knows that you read a lot of not funny that's supposed to be funny in the realm of entertainment, right? Whether it's a pilot, whether it's a movie, whether it's a play.
I tend to hate other people's comedy words on paper, especially. Like, I don't hear that their inflection is, I'm bad at that.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know how to write funny. And so as soon as I read two, three pages, and they had me. And
Did you meet through this?
We met through this. I didn't know Brett before this, and I read it. I was like, yo, this is dope. And the first time I met him, I said, dude, man, you know, you guys have something special. I said, I'm down. I'm in.
But I said one thing I remember saying to you, and I stand by it. I've actually, you know, I've kind of, I think everyone on our cast is among incredibly slept on comics. I think Dean should be one of the biggest movie stars on the planet. I think he should be a leading man in pretty much every movie. But I will say this much.
We were both talking about your talent out there. When you weren't even
listening. I said the most talented guy I ever worked with.
Oh, thanks.
And I meant it. And I'm not even just saying that it blows smoke up your ass. It's actually just factually true.
Thank you.
You can come over for 4th of July.
No, I'm being very, I get very serious when I say it to be like, no, this isn't a bit. But I'm yet to like catch a big break. And I think the first big break I ever caught was Dean saying yes to this project.
I wish I was here this week and I would watch it.
We're having a show Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday.
I will do it Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
I won't be here Tuesday.
Uninvited.
Sorry.
You know what?
Uninvited.
I like you a little less now.
I want a little bit less. I might be. What, is there one Saturday?
There is one Saturday.
I will go Saturday.
Saturday afternoon, matinee.
Yeah. I will send you the link for tickets.
What time is that?
2 p.m.
2 p.m.
I can do 2 p.m. I'm flying back from Florida.
Wait,
at 7 in the morning.
Saturday's 2
Saturday.
p.m.
Saturday's 2 p.m.
What time is Tuesday?
6:15.
6:15.
Saturday is the Gas Digital Barbecue.
No, it's Sunday's the Gas Digital Barbecue.
Is it?
Shannon.
100%.
He already said yes.
I have the wrong day.
100% it's Sunday.
She's right.
It's 100% Sunday. It's 100% Sunday.
It's Sunday. Shannon,
Byron
you are sat. She's nagging me because she's attracted.
Yeah.
I will be there Saturday. I'm flying back from Miami 7 in the morning. I come straight to that thing. I'll do it.
Get the tickets because Saturday's very, truly, nearly sold out.
Yeah.
I think we have a really special production.
It is. Like Brett's a nice guy, so he's very humble. But I'm telling you, man, like it's the type of joint that... That when you can get comics in a room laughing and like we were in rehearsal today in the theater and another because the festival's going on, you had another group of actors coming in for their show and one of the guys from that show was just happened to be sitting in and afterwards he came and he was like, man, this is funny. And so that's the sign.
To give some perspective, you know, one reviewer did call it and this is the highest praise I've ever gotten for my comedy, Mel Brooks for the modern era.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that was a script reviewer who said that and that meant a lot to me. Yeah, and man. I think, we have that old school slapstick comedy that you just don't see in entertainment anymore.
I'll be there. Yeah. I'll get tickets right after this.
It's History of the World, is Blazing Saddles, is Airplane, all of the classic you know, spoof movies, but just for a modern era, taking movies that have been made over the last, you know, 20 some odd years and goofing on them and taking right. the air out of them. And so, you know, as soon as they told me, you know, I got to spoof, you know, Mahershala Ali, I said, you know what, I'm looking forward to it. And even down to the narration throughout, like it's a fun play that I want some Denzel, I stand behind it. I guarantee it. Huh? I guarantee, you know, I couldn't come on here and not do at least one impression. Yeah. I tried not to.
You just kill impressions.
I remember the SNL days.
Very yeah, much. Yeah.
All right, so this is what we're going to do now. Shannon, want to explain the game?
Sure. So I have a list of...
is that the moisture?
Sharon's wet.
Oh. Stupid. I caught it immediately. Thank you,
buddy. Is that episode of the game?
What? That... I was wondering what Jay was
she won't talk Shannon's during. Looking at my Facebook. That's what's happening.
Jay became a prop comic for the podcast.
You mentioned Carrot Top earlier. It inspired
he
him.
Did. He
Ralph,
did.
Ralph, look at my flipping dickie while I hook this up.
Hey.
All
right, Shannon, hit it.
So I have a list of 10 different urban phrases mm-hmm. or words. Mm. And so based on the topic of the play, we're going to see what everybody's knowledge is of urban phrases and words.
Okay, I like it.
So everybody has paper in front of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why. And I will say, in the course of making this play, which is called Race to Me the Play, I have learned more about the black community. I watched The Wiz three
weeks ago.
Well,
it looks like
ago.
You didn't know
Yo,
much
I
before
put him
that.
Up
that's
on
why.
The Wiz. Yeah. I put him up on The Wiz. Like,
Black Wizard of Oz? Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's All right, Shannon, let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, the first word, and so you write this down, and then we'll go over it. Bolo.
Bolo.
B-O-L-O. Bolo.
Hmm.
And we answer what we
what
honestly...
you think it means.
Yep, what you think it means. And we should do one at a time, right, Ralph?
Okay. Yeah, but let me think about it for a second. Okay. I have no idea.
I feel like Dean is confident about this.
I'm confident. That's a Public Enemy lyric.
Watch Dean lose to me.
I have no idea.
You would totally lose so much credit.
Too much credit.
All right, I got mine.
All right.
Everyone has their answer?
Mine is so wrong.
Okay. Do you want to go around the room? Dean, what do you have as your answer?
Bolo. I have a bolo is a punch. Because I can go solo like a Tyson bolo. Make the fly chicks want to have my photo.
Mm. Ralph?
Mine is, it's an anagram. Blacks only live once.
in a similar action, I didn't make it so on the nose.
Are you quoting... Flavor Flav.
I wrote, boy, only live once.
Oh, pretty close. Pretty much the same. And yours?
I thought it was a schmuck.
Wow, that's a Jewy thing.
You thought it was Yiddish? You thought it was a black word for Yiddish?
Wow. You didn't learn shit from that play.
I thought it was a term for like, oh, he's a bolo. Oh, it's freaking bolo.
Hey, he's a bolo.
Like a jerk.
He's a bolo.
Shannon?
So according to the website that I found this on, mm-hmm. the definition is be on the lookout.
Boo.
Oh.
No.
Wait a minute. That's also a cop phrase.
No and no.
That's a bolo is a cop thing.
Oh, I should have gotten that then.
Yeah.
So according
That would also
to
be
this,
bot low.
yeah, it doesn't. It's not really.
I think that's a wash.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll use that as a start fresh.
Yeah. Right.
Here's the second one. The
God,
second,
I'm going to be so bad at this game.
The second word is. Busta.
What it is right now.
Well, it's not going to be.
It means you're saying the term Busta.
Busta. B-U-S-T-A. Busta.
I have a guess. I have a guess. I'm sure it's wrong.
You're not going to do another acronym.
No, no, there's too
like
many letters.
Blacks underneath.
Blacks under some happy ass. I have mine.
I feel like there's.
I think there's a lot of paragraphs being written.
I do have a long kind
of answer. Jay's just writing a
Jay's writing a thesis on this one.
Forward by David Sedaris. What
the fuck? Yeah. Jay's has a bibliography attached. This is weird. All right,
Can I start with you this time, Ralph?
All right, mine is code for an ugly bitch. Like she's busted. She's busta.
Okay.
It's my guess.
Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess.
Jay?
I have busta, noun, a punk, a no good person. In a sentence,
a ne'er-do-well,
he's a busta.
Very good.
Good, good.
I said it was a verb for to begin dancing.
Well, I really feel we now know who the whitest person in the room is.
I was just going to say you're so white.
Now these jokes in this play are seeming pretty racist.
No, they're not jokes. They're not jokes. They're his take on the black community.
I thought I wrote a dark drama about the state of the world today. Dean said he thought it was funny, so we didn't bring him on.
Point of clarification, bust a move, bust a rhyme, bust a...
All right, I get it, I get
you
it.
You can see the train of thought.
It seems exactly what a white person would think, right. Yes.
Sure, thank you. I feel like... Fucking Mitt Romney.
What do you have?
I got a bus is a mark ass trick, or a cornball, or a rapper named Busta Rhymes.
That's a lot of answers, I feel.
Okay, yeah. So I feel like Dean and Jay have this. The answer here is a person who is fake, phony, or a punk who can't fight.
Yeah, I'll give it to both of them. Yeah. They both get it. That's it.
Shannon, you're a mark ass bitch.
Can you take a point away from Brett? Is that possible?
Can we start a white guy behind the eight ball for once in life?
All right, we're doing white slang next. We're doing white slang.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, number three, crab.
Oh, man.
C-R-A-B, crab.
Crab?
Yep.
Crab. I'm going.
This motherfucking crab over here. Let's see.
Okay, I got mine.
God damn it.
Man, people are really writing stuff.
I gotta get one.
By the way, it freaks me out when everyone's writing so much more than I did.
On a test.
Yeah, it's like, why am I ready to leave and nobody else is?
The next one starts with a J, so we'll wait for
all right,
Jay.
Jay's again writing a thesis.
Got it.
Okay. Right.
Go ahead, Jay.
I made it also.
An
acronym.
Oh, he went acronym this time.
Corny, ratchet-ass bitch.
Oh, ooh, damn.
Yes, I like
it's not
it.
A bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
All right, I guessed it was a dealer.
A dealer, like a drug dealer.
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta talk to my crab.
I think you just
weed.
Threw that out there with hopes that it landed. A crab.
I didn't assume there were a crab drugs involved, Brett.
I mean, it's,
a crab is a hater. A crab in the barrel, somebody that pulls you down. Or
oh, I
you
like
can,
that.
Or
a lot.
See Buster. You
that
know.
Makes a lot of sense. I went with my current theme. An ugly bitch. She's crabbing.
Okay, so I feel like Jay and Ralph have this one.
Oh, shit. No, Dean.
The definition is a ghetto girl with nothing happening and too much attitude.
Ratchet damn. Ass bitch.
I think we, you know, but we all know standardized tests are inherently racially biased, too. So
right now it's 3 points on the board and one with nothing. Am I right?
I have 2 points.
You have 2 points.
Two for Jay, one for Dean, one for Ralph.
One?
Okay. And I am in.
I got
Jay?
One?
Yeah.
How did I get one?
You didn't get the first one. The first one was a wash.
Yeah.
It's in a rap song. I can throw. Hello?
According to
Dean, please don't try to correct our black.
That's
game.
How you know it's you know that, what? That's how you know it's not.
Get
an
me
urban
Sharpton
game.
On the phone right
that's
now.
That's hilarious. And he goes, Dean, if you wouldn't mind, we made this black game.
We made it a black game. Know your place.
Dean, if you wouldn't mind.
Shannon went to explain urban slang, and she goes, well, according to, and I'm like, that is the least urban.
According to the Ghetto Slang Hood Slang Dictionary.
Really? What about Urban Dictionary?
Written by
you could have the
guy.
Urban Dictionary.
No, because then I have to like look up specific words on Urban Dictionary. Okay, next one is geese.
Okay.
Geese, I ain't going front. I ain't never heard that.
Yeah, that's a weird
who
one.
Made these words up? We just like...
From two different odd websites, I pulled these.
Geese?
Geese, yeah.
Okay, I got my idea.
Geese? I don't know what a geese is.
Everyone has it.
I have mine. And we're starting with Brett this time, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is definitely wrong.
All right, go ahead.
Old women.
Old women.
Bunch of geese. Bunch of geese hanging out, you know.
All right.
Knocking
bad.
On my door and telling me about religion.
I put geese, something black people don't say.
That should be an automatic point.
I put a
group of... We have just a dean would know.
A group of girls together. It'd be a group of like sure. geese. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a group of girls.
I wrote sluts.
That's what I meant. Like a group of whores out
there. Chickens. Why meant? Would you say geese is chickens?
That's what I would have yeah, I would have known that.
Yeah, chicken.
This is millennial.
Yeah.
What's the answer, Shannon?
The answer is... To rob a house and fly like geese.
Boom! I think we got to give that one to Dean.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is
Shannon, place. You are such a chicken head.
Walk, walk, chicky, chicky.
But Shannon, two more,
no,
and then we got to wrap
I
the game.
I don't want no pigeons.
Okay. Next one is Gully.
Okay.
Gully. But Dean said that with authority.
Gully, son.
Gully, G-U-L-L-Y.
God, am I? God, is this like? I hope my guesses aren't racially prejudiced, but I feel like they are. A gully.
Gully. Gully. I'm so wrong.
I think we're back to Dean starting. Yeah.
Gully is BK slang. It's you're the most thorough, the gulliest.
The most thorough. Okay, mine, this is about as racist as I can be. I wrote something involving a gun.
That might be less bad Christ than mine, if we're being honest.
Okay. I wrote getting ghetto, as in like feeling froggy. You know what I mean? Guys feeling gully?
That's not bad. Like hood. That makes sense. That goes along.
This might be bad, but I wrote a trap house. Like, oh, you got to go to the gully to get... Oh,
like a fern gully?
You're still thinking gully. It's gully.
He's thinking like a gully, like in the woods, a beautiful gully.
A gully, isn't gully like a ditch or some shit? I don't know.
That's a quarry.
You're really saying it with a firm authority here.
So for this one, I think everybody except Brett gets this one.
Okay.
The definition here is ghetto tough, gutter raw gangster.
Yeah.
All right.
Says so everybody but Brett.
All right, thanks. Seems to be the theme of the episode.
We just coming here to really make Brett feel terrible about his lack of knowledge of other races.
There is a tie between Dean and Jay, so we should do a
no
tie
surprise.
Break.
Yeah, no surprise.
I mean, I wasn't in Crush Groove or anything.
Well, let's make this last one for 6 points, though.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's fair.
That's fair.
I have a chance.
Yeah.
I'll try to pick a good one.
Okay. Leave it to the white man to find a way to make it work for himself.
We all just fell in line, too, and agreed.
Okay. Maneuver the rules.
Okay, give you a chance to still win. Okay.
Sure. Sure. Right.
Okay.
I started with an 8 point head start.
Skrilla.
Oh, I know. I've heard it.
You know what? I just can't wait to see what he writes.
Skrilla.
Skrilla.
God damn it.
A Skrilla, this fucking...
I feel like I've heard this enough times that I should know. This was big Jay, this was big on the Crush Groove set.
I bet.
Skrilla.
They kept telling you. They cut you out because you wouldn't get Skrilla. They kept telling you to, and you had no idea what it meant.
God, I have no idea. I have no fucking idea.
And this time it's you who starts, Ralph.
All right. I did a really hard... It's my guess. It's really bad. Is everyone locked in?
I'm locked in.
Locked in.
As it makes no sense. Someone who's broke. Skrilla. He's got nothing. That's what I think.
Uh-huh. Seems pretty...
Seems reasonable. Almost reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ralph, reasonable. You got a... The other white guy for sure says, you're good. He goes, sounds right to me. Wish I would have wrote that. I really like keeping it real.
Okay.
Keeping it Skrilla. Keeping it 100%.
All right, it sounds also like... You can say it with authority like that. It sounds... You know what you're talking about.
All right.
Brett?
A reliable friend.
Wow. Could not be a wider answer. It's like I was watching the subtitles on Airplane.
It's a reliable friend. Yeah. Right. Check with Bleed. Bro was on. Golly.
You know, I recognize one of those guys was just played a baseball coach in an episode of 21 Jump Street.
I remember I was in that episode.
I just watched. He was like the baseball coach of this episode. And I was like, why do I know
this
guy?
It took a second for you to realize.
Is it one of those guys? And then I looked up. airplane and clicking. Yeah, it was, sure enough, it was funny. Him.
I didn't know until really recently that that entire
the jive wasn't a language.
Yes, no, that that movie shot for shot was another movie. I did not know that.
It was Airplane 76.
No, right? that was like what we all thought. But there's a movie that they bought the rights to that literally shot for shot, 80% of that movie was from this other movie. If you look it up, Shannon, yeah, it's wild. I'm surprised. I'm the only one that knows this here.
What movie?
It's some
airplane?
Weird.
You've never seen Airplane?
Of course I've seen Airplane.
Oh, okay. Okay. So literally you can watch, Shannon, they put them side by side. It's crazy that literally they had to buy the rights to this movie, and it's a serious movie.
Who did Airplane?
The guys who wrote Airplane bought the rights.
Zucker
Brothers. They bought the rights to this movie, and there's a video of them showing the two movies shot for shot next to each other, and the movie came out like 20 years prior.
Wow.
Did you find it, Randy Shannon? Why don't we get the meaning of
Skrilla is guap. It's paper. It's Benjamin's.
Oh, it's
Skrilla
money.
Is money.
Money. That makes a lot of sense to me.
I'm so money close, right now.
Well, let's see what the answer is. We don't know yet. Yes. According to
it's
our
a
white,
reliable friend with
to
money.
Our white producer Shannon, what's the answer?
The answer is money.
Well,
I like how Dean goes, it's guap, and I'm like, shit.
Every time three white guys try to win a black guessing game,
I for a real thought he said come guac. Up short. I'm like, it's guacamole? Really?
Dean wins.
Dean, congratulations.
Yeah. Upset victory.
Do you find it, Shannon?
Yeah, I found a video. It's not showing all of it side by side.
But there's a couple of things.
Yeah, the other movie is 0 Hour, is what it's called.
Okay, let me. I
just watch for a second because it's wild. The music is the same, too, by the way.
The sounds, yeah.
When can I see the cockpit, Dad?
Joey, I think the pilots are probably too busy flying the plane for that.
How'd you like to go up in the cockpit, Joey?
Oh, wow.
Could we?
I'll check with the stewardess and see if they'll let us up there.
Hello.
But that's not a comedy?
It's not a comedy, but it's like every scene, half the movie is from this movie.
I recognize
Joey, here's something we get.
Do you want me to keep going? Or?
No, but sure. You could...
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a white guy?
Joey, you ever seen a grown man
naked? By the way,
naked?
I mean, there's things in the movie that are almost that bad of the original. It's really wild to go watch it. Someone did
that movie.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tell your old man to run up and down the court with Lane Beer all night.
Hey, kid. Tell your old man to run up and down with Lane Beer.
All right, Shannon, we can't believe the hour's almost over. We got to do the first right now.
The first time... Concert, did drugs, had sex.
All right, the name of the show is the SD.
Shannon, turn your microphone off.
Damn, Shannon, you slid off the chair. She's on the floor.
Shannon, get up off the floor and turn your microphone down.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time, their first experience with all three, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We start with rock and roll, and we just meet the first concert you went to on your own volition, and ideally not some band we never heard of. It doesn't have to be rock, just whatever you saw your first concert. We'll start with you, Brett.
Kings of Leon. I was in sixth grade, and I got a shout-out for the drummer because I was in the front row, and he was like, what the fuck? There's a sixth grader.
Ralph feel so old right
that
there.
That checks out, by the way. Checks out. Yeah, Jesus Christ, Kings of Leon.
You got Byron? Yeah.
Ralph still calls them a contemporary new band.
I thought they were a new band, yeah. I just interviewed the Black Keys, and I consider them a new band, and they've been around for 20 fucking years. It's so ridiculous. I'm so old. All right, Dean, your first one.
It was supposed to be UTFO, but they didn't make it, so we got the real Roxanne, who's their label mate.
That's Shantae. Great.
The real Roxanne. Well, the real Roxanne was second. But
Shantae's was not an endorsed one. That was one that they just released on their own.
Shantae's was Marley Marl produced.
And that was a better song.
She works with Sirius too. It's always cool to see. Sweetheart.
Yeah.
That's wild. Okay. Look at me knowing my old school hip hop.
Boom.
That is.
You were in Crush
Group. Crush Group.
I was in Crush Group. Now the first drug you ever did, ideally after weed, unless weed was the hardest drug you ever did, or not the first drug you ever did.
Weed is the first hardest drug.
Oh, really?
I've ever done.
And how old were you?
19.
How old are you, by the way?
30.
Okay, that's not as bad. I thought he was like 22 or 23. So
all right, I'll take it.
Not so bad. Did you enjoy it? He's too old for me to fuck.
I did not. I had a very bad experience. It's the classic edible story.
It was one time?
It's the classic edible story.
Too much.
Too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I remember just being miserable. But over time, I have since developed a friendship with
Now you've developed a taste for it. Okay, cool. Dean?
I've never, I don't smoke or drink. So, but
never done,
never done any of them. But I got high on glue once by mistake.
Were you building a model airplane or something?
I was close quarters. It was for school. We had an art project doing. We remember the rubber cement. Mm-hmm. So I was using the rubber cement. I was
harsh smell.
Being funny. And rolling up and using like boogers. So kept putting it in my nose, blowing out to girls, boogers.
Wow.
And by fourth period, I was messed.
Oh, wow.
I was
huffing all day.
I didn't find out till years later. They were like, you were high. I was like,
that's fucking crazy.
Okay.
That's great. Yeah. That's awesome.
I saw Dean doing glue at rehearsals.
He's always carrying model cement with him.
Still one of the best scenes in Airplane, by the way. Let's get it wrong. We quit sniffing glue.
What happened to that guy?
Lloyd Bridges?
No, the other guy. Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then the dinosaurs came.
And then the dinosaurs turned to oil.
Yeah, what happened to that guy? Okay, and now the first time he had sex?
23.
That's late.
It was, yeah. Well, I originally thought I wasn't going to have sex till marriage, and then I was in
New
York.
No surprise at all. No one is surprised with a reliable friend.
That's Grillo over there you're talking about?
He's going to wait.
And then I was like in New York and I was like, all right, I don't want this to be a thing in my first relationship. So I was like, no sex till I'm in love. And then I was like, all right, wait, this is going to be a thing. So there was just one party where I was drunk and a woman was drunk and we hooked up.
There you go.
There she is.
No wonder Shannon. No wonder Shannon's all up in your DM.
Look at just woke up. Look at just woke up over there.
And Dean?
I was 19 years, 20 days and 15 and a half hours for my first nut. I locked it in, dude.
Oh, that's good.
And it was a good one, too.
It's set in stone. We have a plaque.
I lasted. I did a bunch of different positions. All my friends were like, no, you didn't. I was like, well, just if you just ask, you know.
Yeah, it's Shannon again.
You did.
Shannon just
now
said.
Now it's coming hard. Now it's a hose.
And now it's me. All right, let's do this. First of all, thank you, guests, for coming in, both of you guys.
Thanks, y'all. Thanks for having us.
We're gonna go around the room and do plugs. Dean, we'll start with you.
Plug, you can, like we said earlier, make sure you come out to Race, the movie, the play, this Saturday, June 25th, Sunday, June 26th, and Tuesday, June 28th, Race, the movie, the play. If you want to follow, you can check out at I am Dean Edwards on Instagram. Follow me and make sure you get your tickets. And other than that, man, and check out Tiffany Haddish Presents They Ready Season 2 Episode 6. Guaranteed funny.
Awesome. Brett?
Yeah, Race, the movie, the play. It is a very special comedy, and I can't wait for the world to see it. In addition to that, I have my own cryptocurrency called Brettcoin. Go to Brettcoin.org if you're interested in purchasing a crypto of the world's first publicly traded comedian. The only crypto that has not lost any value in this bear market. I also have an hour special on YouTube. Why is it on YouTube? Because, of course, no one wanted it. but it's a great hour. And that's that. The main thing is Race the Movie. That
Race
is
the movie to play.
It is very proud of what we our cast has. Yeah. So right.
Big
definitely
J,
get tickets.
Your plug, sir.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend, if you're listening live, I'll be doing the final four shows of the Burt Kreischer Fully Loaded Tour, and I hope. Everyone's texting now saying there's a whole bunch of flight issues again.
There's
tomorrow.
A lot of flight cancellations. Yeah.
Tomorrow again.
Where are the shows?
Some people aren't getting out till Friday, so hopefully I'll be tomorrow in Greenville, South Carolina. But if not, the next day, I hope. But let's just hope it all works out well. But then after that, I'm on the road a bunch myself. I got a bunch of gigs coming up. Albany, Cincinnati.
Funny Bones.
Omaha, yeah. The Brick City Comedy Club, new one out in Oklahoma. Omaha, all over the place. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. And then, of course, Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network. Bonfire, 5 days a week, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103 with me and Dan Soder. And my album should be coming out very soon, my crowd work album we did here, exclusive Guest Digital release.
Awesome.
We shelved it. We shelved it until I get popular. And then I'm going to be doing my hour special at Skankfest this year in Vegas. So, hell yeah, it's going
to
be
Yo, when
awesome.
I get to come to Skankfest, man.
Talk to Christine. She's being racist.
Is she being racist?
So what's up with my
What's happened to that whole no Skrillex? Is that what she said?
I ain't never heard of on Skankfest. Right.
You could have a good time at Skankfest. You could have a good time. It's a wild hang, but the people watching rules.
Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting people come on, comedians, musicians, TV stars, porn stars, and they tell their own personal stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
All right, real quick, the last question. Jay, what do you feel? And don't give an indication. Her show's about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Do they believe in ghosts? Don't answer. What do you think?
Brett, no. Dean, yes.
That's what I was going to say. Shannon?
So Brett's been on my show before, and I can't pull up in my mind what his answer was.
That's because you're too wet?
He had to have had an answer.
Is your mind somewhere else because you're super soaked?
Yes. Yeah.
So what's your answer? You got to lock it in.
I'll just do the opposite, and I'll say, yes, Brett, Dean, no.
Shannon knows me so well.
What's the answers?
She knows me so well.
So you're a yes?
I kind of think they're real. Okay. I kind of think there is a form of supernatural.
Yeah. Oh, so two yeses. Yeah. We're all right a little bit. We're all right a little bit wrong. I follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. That other podcast that I do, where on Monday you'll find out see the full video of me getting in a headlock and why I can't look left right now is the Good Sugar podcast that comes out every Monday.
Lose.
I didn't lose. And then I'm hosting.
Christ Almighty, everyone knows you didn't win.
I didn't win. I did win based on the metrics. I won.
Yep.
And then I'm hosting the Stone Temple Pilots, King's X, Adler, ZO2 event in Long Island at the Paramount Theater on July 30th. Starting the first week of July, we're going to give away a pair of tickets every week on the show leading up to that event. You can only get a pair of tickets watching live. We'll give away a pair of tickets every single week. Yeah, he's coming to town. And right now we're going to do a song of the week, which we add every week to the playlist, thestrshow.com/playlist.
Tender Love?
I want to do Roxanne by UTFO. How do we not do that?
I mean, Tender Love is a pretty good idea, but I don't care. Right. Whatever you want.
I'm pulling. You said I was the host. I'm pulling rank.
Usurp me, dude.
Oh, pulling rank.
UTFO, Roxanne.
That always.
I will see you next time.
This isn't going to make the Delta Vampire.
Yes, rest
in peace, Kango Kid. But she was walking down the street, so I said, hello, I'm Kango from UTFO. And she was so, I said, so, baby, don't you know I can sing rap dancing just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater from beginning to end. You've been listening to the SDR Show.